The fans have been unbelievable as well on a Tuesday night. I'm not sure how many was there tonight, but they were singing the whole way through. Great banter with the Southend fans as well. And yeah, they'll be enjoying the football we're playing. And it's nice to give them something back for what they're doing for us.
You've played off a big striker before and enjoyed it, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, he just gets hold of everything. I know where he is, you know, and we just seem to have clicked at the minute. But like I say, we can't get carried away with... I think I've just got to give him the ball and just let him do it, you know. That's what he does. And to be honest, teams will struggle to live with him in this league. But we've got to keep him fit. And I'm sure he's filled with confidence at the minute. And he'll be looking to build on that on Saturday as well.
Does it give the team a bit of a lift when you can bring that sort of quality off the bench?
Yeah, massively. I mean, obviously the manager chose to leave him out and tonight and maybe give him a little bit of rest and look after him a little bit. But when you've got players like that coming on, it just, when he comes on, you just feel like you're going to change the game. And that's exactly what he's done. And like you say, he's a championship quality striker and he's proved that so far.
For many years, you've been the one getting the headlines, haven't you? Do you mind taking the back seat a little bit?
No, definitely not. No, it's not a... It's a team game at the end of the day. I score goals every now and then, but if Jay's going to come on and score two every week and we win every week, I'm more than happy with that. But it's great to just have players like that in the squad. And yeah, like I say, we've just got to build on it. It is a team game, but things are looking good at the minute.